USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing new relaxed guidelines for wearing masks outside.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes these guidelines could have came a lot sooner.
If you want to convince people who are skeptical that the vaccine works, show them that we have protection after we've been vaccinated. Show them after we've had the disease naturally that we have protection and have to don't be excoriating people to keep wearing masks after they already have immunity. Let people live again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Home prices in the United States are seeing their biggest jump in 15 years. The S&P CoreLogic case shows Schiller Home Price Index rose in February by nearly 12%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting to allegations against special climate envoy John Kerry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit, how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The State Department issuing a new travel advisory urging all Americans interested in leaving Afghanistan to do so ASAP. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is targeting international criminals helping smuggle migrants. He announced Customs and Border Protection will lead Operation Centennial to work with other police agencies. Mayorkas saying the departments want to disrupt every facet of the logistical network these organizations use to succeed. Nicole Bishop is the Kendall County, Texas, district attorney. She says the smugglers are having a field day along the U.S.-Mexico border.
What's happening is they are making more money in the flesh trade right now than they are on drugs. It costs about $12,000 for someone to be allowed by the cartel to cross into the U.S. So they are just making money hand over feet right now.
Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy adding on Fox News, the administration is doing everyone along the border no favors.
What the administration is doing is embarrassing. And worse than that, it's endangering Texas. And I want all the folks that I represent in Texas and everybody else watching this around the country to know that cartels aren't just happening at the border, they're happening in your communities.
And finally, the NHL and Turner Sports are in agreement on a new 7-year television rights deal. The agreement gives Turner the rights to broadcast the annual NHL Winter Classic each year, along with the Stanley Cup Finals in 2023, 2025, and 2027. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.